Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our mind, our spirit, and our body, and how all three of those elements that make up the human being are accelerating and evolving to create a new species of beings. And that's exactly what I feel my first guest tonight is talking about. Dr. Elizabeth, her book, Skinny Dipping in the Fountain of Youth, is all about reclaiming our true birthright, which is immortal life, in a sense, immortal youth, the joy of being in the body. Welcome, Dr. Elizabeth, to the program.
Welcome, Alan. Thank you so much for having me here. You know, there are no accidents. I love how I found my way onto your show this evening. It's beautiful. Beautiful
yes,
demonstration of when you're in the flow.
Why? I know you just called me this afternoon. I said, well, I could use someone in the first half of the show. And here we are because we resonate with the same overall vision of what's possible.
Absolutely. You know, we are spiritual beings having a human incarnation, but we are so much more than this human body. And what I love to do is use the physical body, the health and wellness and well-being of the physical body as a portal gateway into higher awareness, higher consciousness, higher expansion, and the manifestation of everything that we dream and hope for, and also the expression of our full purpose here on this planet. Because as you know, we all came here for very specific reasons to contribute something that only each one of us individually, like there's only one Alan Steinfeld who could come here to this planet and give exactly what you have to give, exactly uniquely as you give it. And the world needs and wants what you have to give. And the truth is everyone has that capacity. And when we're all living that way from our divine listening.
Yes, and I think the joy that comes into the body is when you find your purpose. And when you find
Absolutely.
That there's like certain enzymatic reactions that take place on the deeper DNA cellular level that starts to emit a frequency of joy, prosperity, wealth, harmony, happiness, and abundance. Don't you find that? Isn't that what your book, Skinny Dipping in the Fountain of Youth, is all about?
It's about a lot of things, and that's absolutely one of them. I'll tell you for a fact, you know, as we know, I'm sure you know the work of Dr. David Hawkins. I had the great pleasure of hearing him speak one time.
Joy, I interviewed David Hawkins. I loved him.
What a beautiful, that man, boy, you could plug that man into the universe, and just he lit everything up. I know he's in another dimension right now, just blissfully sharing all of his gifts, but what a gift it was to have him here on the planet while he was here. He was so bright. And, you know, what he did, the muscle testing of how, what emotions, how they, you know, what they vibrate at. Joy, love, all of those frequencies vibrate at such a high rate. So what happens is when we are in our joy, when we are in our expression of our unique gifts and talents, when we are in our love, we are vibrating at such a high frequency. So what happens is we are able to share our gifts and talents. We are able to be a beautiful contribution to the world. And the byproduct of that, you know, my book is called Skinny Dipping in the Fountain of Youth. And of course, we all want to glow and, you know, and look the best we can. But truly, it's way more than skin deep. What this is really about is how are you, what frequency are you resonating at? And then how are you contributing to the world resonating at that frequency? And the byproduct of that, which is just the best part of all, is that we are absolutely gorgeous and radiant and sexy and juicy and delicious and alive and undeniable. And it's that undeniability when we are resonating at these frequencies that allows us to manifest all the things that we most deeply desire to manifest and what we came here to manifest.
Right.
So
okay.
The fun part is that we look great in the process.
No, I get it. I get it, and it's beautiful. So let's go, like, deeper into that. I want to understand the secrets. I mean, because everybody's saying this, and everybody should say this, but I think you've discovered something unique for you, and I want to understand that switch in consciousness first that propelled you into awakening. And then I want to understand the secrets of manipulating your own DNA and reversing the timelines to manifest a new reality. So
I love that question. Okay, do you have 5 hours? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but we have a few minutes.
No, I'm being facetious. Okay, I love that question because I came into this dimension really committed to bringing this awareness to the world. I mean, I was leaving my body at age 2. I was dropping into the abyss of the universe. I was warping time when I was, just a couple years old. I was, leaving the body. I knew things were going to happen before they happened. So I came in with a very expanded sense of spirituality and other dimensions and things like that, and went into all the other dimensions. I've been doing that since I was a little girl. So I came in. Some people say, oh, did you have a spiritual awakening? I came in with these, with this understanding, and this is one of the things I want to share.
I came in with that, too.
I got to tell you, Alan, it's really interesting, and I really... I chose to come into a family that was very steeped in religiosity.
So which religiosity were they steeped in? I'm curious.
They still are, actually. They were steeped in Catholicism.
Steeped in.
And I knew, it's so funny, I was 4 years old, and I remember my father always wanted us to go to church with every single day. He had us go to church. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, this is so silly because religions separate and spirituality unites. I was 4. I remember the first time I read Wayne Dyer wrote that, I thought to myself, when I said that we're so connected, on the collective consciousness, because I said that years ago. I said that when I was 4 years old. I also remember when I was in kindergarten, I remember looking around at the other kids, and I would, watch some of the other kids not be so loving to other children. It just broke my heart, and I remember thinking to myself, if they could just see with the inner eye the beauty of each individual, they would know how gorgeous they are. But most people...
Why do you think you came in with that awareness?
I'll tell you why, because I wanted to share that along with these other things that I've garnered over my lifetime with the world. I mean, I'll tell you, I know for a fact that love, like pure, pure, unconditional love, being cracked open to love.
Can you be more specific? Because, everybody uses the word love and it begins to not mean anything. So please.
Okay, love from the standpoint of this universal awareness that you and I are one, this universal awareness, that frequency, we were talking about Dr. David Hawkins earlier, that frequency that vibrates at the highest level of awareness. I mean, love is just another word for God or source or divine spirit or the universe. It's all the same thing. It's that vibrational. It's not the sappy concept of, love and wind, that kind of a thing. I'm talking about that vibrational frequency. I know everybody here on the planet at one time or another has felt it. It's that frequency that covers you in angel bumps. It's the frequency that let's say you look at a sunset that God created, and your body, it brings you to tears. It's where you see the level of human kindness that is so profound, it touches your heart and makes it sing. I'm talking about that kind of, where you see one human being just unconditionally, when I say unconditionally, I mean like I'm not going to be nice to you because I can get something from you. I'm compelled from the essence of my being because you and I are actually one.
Right.
To give and share of who I am.
No, I get that.
Somebody who I may not even know.
No, I get that. Maybe
I'm talking about love.
I get it. I wonder if we can do a little experiment here.
Okay.
If we can just drop in together and pretend we don't know anything about love or all the jargon that has become like the consciousness thing, and tap into with a new way of understanding this, because we need to take people into a new unknown, into a new future that has yet to be created. So if we can tap in together and develop a way of communicating that hasn't been done before, to feel our pure feelings and try to give new expressions to.
Can I share something?
Yes,
with that?
Please.
Because here's
please.
What I'm getting.
Yes.
Let's use the chakras, which is our, let's use the seven chakras, which are our energy system, because we are energy. If we can look not from the five senses that lie to us, if we can look from, let's look from the heart chakra. So when you're looking to another human being and you want to experience true connection, let's not even
make
the word
love. But let me suggest something too. Let's forget the word chakra. Let's just feel ourselves in the center of our chest, feeling towards another person, like me to you or you to whoever you know. What is it that we feel in
resonance.
Let's try to clarify it even more. What is the sensation? Let's start with sensation.
Oh, the sensation is oneness. The sensation is it's a reflection back. You are looking at, see, because it's the separation that causes the challenge. When you're looking, and that's, I never had the separation when I was a child. I never, see, for me, we're all connected. My work here in the world will never finish, for as long as I leave this dimension, because I won't settle till everyone reaches the consciousness, till everyone is there, because I believe that we're all one. So it's seeing into, it's closing, it's separating the veils. It's, you have to separate what you're trying to get something outside of yourself. And so instead, you're looking, like I can look at, I put Alan. So the first thing is you use your clairvoyance. So you can put your attention in the center of your head. And so now you're not going to see a human body. As I mentioned earlier, when I was a little child, I said if we could really see inside one another, we'll see how beautiful we actually are. So that can only be done without the human eyes. It can only be done by your inner knowing. And that comes from putting your attention in the center of your head, dropping, let's put our attention onto the base of our spine, drop the grounding cord all the way down into Mother Earth, open up your seventh chakra, allow the light to come in. Now you're flowing the essential universal life force through you. So right there already, you shift in consciousness. You're already shifted to a higher vibrational frequency. Now when you look, do not look from the human eyes, which can fool you. You look from the inner eye. You don't hear with the outer ear. You look from what you hear with the inner ear. And the same thing with the center of your chest. You're not looking from a heart saying, what can I get? You're looking from the heart of we are all one.
Right. And I agree. Yeah, no, I think that's beautiful, and thank you. But the next level, I want to know what it feels like to be one. Like, what oneness is a sense, but what is the physical sense? Like, what do you feel in your body in oneness? That's what I would love for you to speak about.
Okay. Let's see. It's a sense of bliss. Mm-hmm. It's a sense of bliss. It's a sense of peace. It's a sense. Okay. You know how when spirit, when you hear the voice of God or God will show you the picture, God's showing the pictures all the time, spirit, whatever you want to call that. When you hear that voice is never loud, unless of course there's a train careening towards you and it's trying to move you out of the way. That voice is always the voice that is coming in the stillness, in the quiet whisper. So it's the same. It's the same sense in the feeling. That feeling is a peacefulness. The world will have people spinning, and have a sense. It has a sense of fearfulness. It has a sense of spinning, a sense of kind of freneticness. This feels like bliss. It feels like nirvana. It feels like a sense of peacefulness, of all is well. It's another, I've experienced it in another dimension, so it's hard for me to put into this dimension. It's just the sense that all as well. It's like, you know, I've had past life, I've had near-death experiences. It's that sense of that peace that passes all human understanding. It's just no matter what's going on, it is so peaceful. It's just a sense of, it's that sense you get in the stillness, which is why meditation and getting quiet and grounding are so important. I mean, that it, to put it into physical terms, if I could take people with me into the other dimension, which we could if we, you know, did a meditation, it's just a peace. It's just a peace is the best way I can explain it. That passes anything you've ever felt before. People who've had near-death experiences will talk about this. I've heard Anita, your friend who's going to be speaking at your conference coming up, I've heard her speak of this when she's done her interviews. It goes from a sense of this trepidation to a sense of all is well. Because the truth is, all is well. It's only the illusions of this dimension that will cause people to not know that. So part of my work is helping people to get to that, helping them to find that peace, helping them to find that sense of connectedness with another human being, the thing that you would call unconditional love. Because when we get to that place, when we can get to the place where for 1 second one human being just knows that they are love in the infiniteness of the universe, they are absolutely perfect, whole, and complete, just the way they are. If everybody had that, even just for a second, our world would look infinitely different than it does right now. There would be no wars. There would be no chaos. There would be no violence. It couldn't possibly, because it wouldn't be you against another person. It would be a sense of how could I possibly cause harm to another being, because that being is me. We're so connected.
Right. No, it's true. It's true. What I'm also interested in is the awareness of these other dimensions. So when you were in those other dimensions, what was different about those feelings and experiences than this dimension? Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, certainly there's a peacefulness. Well, and it's interesting, too. I'll share this at first, because the first time when I was a little child and I started warping time, I didn't know what was going on, because I came from a family that, you know, was a very Catholic background. And I came out of that experience and I didn't know how to language it. I remember going into my mother's bedroom and I crawled into bed with her and I tried to explain it, and she kind of looked at me sideways like, "Oh, honey, I have no idea what you're talking about." And she still does to this day. But it was very difficult for me to put that into language. But I will try right now. It's just a sense of the chaos that is for the most part going on in this dimension is not going on in the other dimension. It's a sense of peace. It's a sense of well-being. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. A friend of mine made the movie Celestine Prophecy. But that's a perfect example.
I read the book. I love the book. I didn't see the
book.
The
book is great. And I won't give away anything in the movie, but I want to share this one.
You can. You can give everything away in the movie, because I think the movies, you know, people aren't going to see the movie. So please give it away.
Okay. Well, and it's, you know, it's been out for such a long time, but this is a perfect example of the feeling of it. At one point, they're in the sacred ground, and you have the protagonist, and then you have the antagonist. And so the protagonists are these very high vibrational beings that have learned to speak telepathically to each other. They've learned to raise out of this dimension, so much so that they can't even be seen by something vibrating at low frequency. Because, you know, like if it's not a vibrational match, you're not going to connect. And this one scene was so fabulous because it really shows to the extent that you don't connect if you're vibrating at different frequencies. They're in a circle, and they're all in this meditative state. They're in another dimension, and they're vibrating at such a high frequency that the antagonists who are looking for them can't see them, Alan. Like, they literally can't see them. They're standing right there, and they're holding a frequency, And one by one, the person who was leading them in this frequency kept on saying, just hold the frequency, just stick with this, because what he wasn't wanting to happen was he didn't want the fear to come in. Because what happens is...
So how do we do that, though? That's
what I want
to bring
back. So listen, I'm going to tell you right now, listen, equitation to play. So what you do is there's only love. And I'm talking about the definition we used earlier of love, this highest vibrational frequency of the universe, which is God, source, whatever you want to call that. Or the opposite of that, the lack of that, which is fear. Everything else, prejudice, hatred, all these other low vibrational frequencies, when you boil them down, at their essence, it's fear, which is the lack of the presence of love. So these people were vibrating in love. The people who were coming, the antagonists, were vibrating in the frequency of fear. So you ask, how can we do this? We do this by keeping our vibrational frequency at the level of love, because fear and worry and doubt cannot touch you at that frequency. And what I'd like to use as an example is if you're in the midst of a forest, like a thick, dense rainforest, and you're in the midst of it right in the valley of the forest, and let's say you recall that that's the level of the fear. You're worried about, like, not you in particular, but let's say, and if any of your listeners are going through this, they're worried about something. What am I going to do about this situation? You can't see the forest through the trees because you can't see the proper path because you're in the fear. It's like Albert Einstein says, you can never solve the problem from the level of the problem. You can only raise your vibrational frequency. So what you can do is, in a minute I'll give you techniques to do this. I'm going to share some techniques. But I'm going to share with you first, when we can raise our vibrational frequency to love, the example of that is you're literally lifting yourself from the valley of the forest up to the mountaintop. Love vibrational frequency is the mountaintop consciousness. From this place, you can see everything. You can see the proper path to walk through. You can see the right people to connect with. The whole path is laid out for you. So the question now that you asked is, how do we do this? How do we go from fear to love? And it's literally, we can go there in the twinkling of an eye. In the blink of an eye, we can go there. It's just by shifting our consciousness. And in the beginning, when you first introduced me to bring this full circle, you said I talked about joy. And that's one of my messages, is joy. When we can find the things in life that allow us to vibrate at the frequency of joy, whatever that is for us, no matter what challenge we're going through. I don't care what challenge you might be going through.
Well, what if you are having a bad day? What if things are not going right? You have an argument with a friend. What if they just don't go right?
Okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example of this. I happen to absolutely love dancing. I am a salsa dancer. I didn't start dancing until I was at the age of 40, so I have such a treasured passion for this joy and expression of dance, especially salsa dancing. So let's say for me, for example, I'm having a bad day. So I got some bad news about something. I'm having an experience with a best friend that went south or went sour. I'll tell you one thing, Ellen. I step 1 foot on that dance floor, and my dance partner grabs me by the hand, and I hear the first beat that just twings in my heartbeat of the salsa music. I don't care what I'm going through. Instantly, I'm telling you, instantly, it raised my vibrational frequency from being worried about something that might have been going on with my best friend or something that I'm concerned about in my business or whatever the example might be. Instantly, it shoots me to the mountaintop consciousness. Instantly, because
but
for
that's
me,
you. How do other people get there?
So listen. So here's the thing. I invite your audience. So for me, I found one of my great passions is salsa dancing. One of my other great passions is working out. I don't care how bad my day might be. I step foot in the gym, my day is instantly better. I lift one weight, and I'm happy as a clam. I could be there for 3 hours. I could be there all day. So I'm going to invite your audience. If you don't already, if you know what your passion is, if you know what your joy is, take the time to do it. You must. If you don't, I invite you to go on an adventure of the heart, soul, and spirit, and mind and body, to discover what ways absolutely give you joy and passion and bliss in their expression. And I'll give you a hint, because people will go, I don't know what that is. Look at what you did as a child. Because when we come in, we're closest to to being touching the realm that we just came from, the spiritual realm, children will naturally gravitate to what it is they love and what they're really, really good at. So any adult I speak to, I say, what did you love to do as a child? And they might say, oh, God, I loved horseback riding. And so then I say to them, go horseback riding. And they'll say to me, oh, but I'm too heavy, or I'm too out of shape, I'm too this, I'm too that. I said, promise me, just go out there, go horseback riding one time. I call this flipping the switch. If you go and do one thing you're passionate about, you show up and you just do that thing, what happens is your body has memory from when you were a child. It ignites the passion again. And before you know it, I guarantee you these people will be eating healthier. They will naturally lose the weight because they're exercising, riding horses. They'll be happier and more blissful. They'll raise their vibrational frequency. Everything will switch just by finding, discovering, and doing. Giving yourself the gift of doing what it is you love. And that is self-love, which is the highest form.
Right. I get that. Yeah. I think that's a really key message of yours. So we're almost out of time. Can you just kind of sum up what skinny dipping in the fountain of youth is really?
Okay.
I mean, I know you've been talking about it, but what do you mean by skinny dipping?
I have. It's really discovering. It's so many things, Alan. It really is so many things. It's really finding, discovering, and expressing the divine, magnificent, unique combination of gifts and talents that you are. And then not only expressing them, but sharing them with the world, not only for your absolute joy and delight, but for the benefit of all of the world, because the world needs and wants. I'm going to say this to every one of your listeners, anybody who listens to this interview, the world needs, especially right now, we're expanding so rapidly. I know you talk about this a lot on your show. So we're moving so quickly. The Earth is expanding because the universe is expanding. Our sun is expanding, and it's being down on the Earth, expanding all of us, whether we like it or not. We are vibrating at a higher frequency and at an exponentially quicker rate every single day. So give your gifts. You'll be happier doing it. You'll magnetize to all your heart's desires, and on top of that, you will look absolutely fabulous in the process, because when we're in our joy and our bliss, we radiate beauty and youthfulness and sex appeal.
I get it, and I think
the inside out.
Your book is a great example of someone who's doing it, for sure.
Thank you.
So, we'll do more of these, I think.
Yes.
We'll drop into the unknown together, which is my favorite way of dialoguing, because things can unfold and spirit reveals itself through us and within us. That's the most exciting, isn't it?
Thank you so much. I was so excited when you invited me today, and thank you so much for just hearing that whisper from spirit saying, ask her to be on the show. Because you didn't even know. And you're just like, ask her to be on the show. And that's what I would share this one thing with your audience too. Trust the whisperings that are in your soul, because it's spirit guiding you to the next. And it may not make sense to the logical mind at all. This did not make sense to the logical mind at all, but it was just absolutely deliciously delightful spending this time with you. And so I would invite your readers to really get the logical mind out of the way so that we can hear those whisperings of the soul, because that's what's really going to guide us to our greatest life imaginable.
That is beautiful. So what's next for you, though? What's
my book is coming out very soon, hopefully by summer. I'm doing a lot of speaking. Just really, you know, I'm so grateful. Next time we come on the show, I'm going to share how I actually came to speak, because I was interviewing people doing amazing things in the world. It's a pretty profound story how I actually came to do what I'm doing right now, and it's pretty inspiring. And so I'm just so grateful that I get to share with people this message, because I won't stop until everybody is vibrating at this frequency, because now we have a world that works for everyone. When we're all vibing in the frequency of joy, of love, of contribution, of generosity of the heart and spirit, that's
when
the world...
Well, I would love to go that into that in more detail, because I think it's true. I think that's where we're coming to. And I think there's more subtleties to that. And I think we're here to be evolving, creative beings, and we'll have a dialogue about that sometime. Okay,
I love that. Please just invite me back. I would so love that.
Just, and I'll be on your show. Okay,
I would love that. That would be fabulous. This would, yes, we'll absolutely do that. We will introduce
you. When is your show?
My show. Well, my show is on hiatus right now. I put it on hiatus while I was finishing the book, because I had to put all my attention. The book was channeled through me. And so I'd come home from the gym every day, and I would sit there, and I would allow the book to be channeled through me. And so I needed to just be focusing on that. So probably I'll come off of hiatus sometime in the next couple months. But what
we can
do is we'll
let
do
me
a
know
Skype
that.
Interview.
Let me know.
For, you know, I have a YouTube channel, and we'll do a Skype interview so we get to see your beautiful face.
Let's do that. I'm on Skype
Let's
all the time.
That.
I'm on.
Let's
all right.
do that in
Thank
the next
you.
Couple weeks. We'll do that.
Dr. Elizabeth, that's your website, DrElizabeth.com.
DrElizabeth.com, yes. Please, everybody, come say hello to me. Say hello. Let me know how you liked our interview. And, Alan, thank you so much. Thank you for the work you're doing in the world. I know it's played to you, and I, for one, really appreciate the beauty that you are in this world and the contribution.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Ciao, everyone.
Bye. Okay. That was Dr. Elizabeth, her book, Skinny Dipping in the Fountain of Youth. Go to her website and you can find out more about her. Another doctor, we have Dr. Inesa. Let me just call her. But talking about similar topics, let me see if she's coming. Add to call. Okay. Is she coming? Hi. Are you on with us?
I am. Who is else?
Me and the rest of the world. That's who it is. How does she sound, Doug?
Okay. Hi, Doc.
That's Doug, and we're live on BBS Radio, Station 2. This is New Realities, and my next guest here is Inesa Zaleski, and she, a little different than previous guests, but along the same themes as far as encouraging people to be their realized divine self from her beautiful feminine perspective. I know you do so much, Inesa. What do you want to? What would you like to focus on tonight?
Oh, okay. What I would like to focus on is letting people know that they are already amazing beings.
That's what this last guest was talking about. I guess we can go into it a little deeper. Because I was trying to, I want to understand. I mean, I know that, you know that. And I want people to have a process where they can realize, I mean, it's great. Everyone tells you you're amazing beings and blah. It's become, in a way, cliche. I mean, except if you can create a process where people can feel that. Okay, people will tell you that all day long in every New Age workshop, conscious you can go to. It's too much. It doesn't work. I want.
Exactly. And I did. I created that.
You created a way, a process. Well, let's talk about that, because that is really, that's really the hard work I think we have to do. So tell us how.
Okay. Well, I created a method that I call Reiki Gnosis. I've been developing it for the last 25 years, and it was trademarked about 17 years ago. And what it is, it's a combination of deep healing, ultra depth, and total mind, body, and spirit integration.
So, okay. So let's break it down a little bit, okay? So let's take it step by step, and then talk people through the process, okay?
Okay. Well, when you're saying talk, you want me to guide them through the process or just explain them the process?
Well, maybe we could do a little guidance through the process. I mean, you don't have to give away your whole workshop, but but a little bit so you give people a taste. I mean, why not give it away? You'll have years more where that came from, right?
Happy to share. You All know right. me.
I know. You're yes. So let's do it. Let's give people everything they got.
Okay, well, before we even started, I wanted to explain about my name. My name is pretty long, so most of my students just call me Dr. Inessa.
Okay, I will call you Dr. Inessa or
That's
Inessa.
Okay. That's okay. I just wanted to have it out there because...
How do you say your last name?
I'm not using it.
Okay, we won't even go there. The last person on the show was Dr. Elizabeth, so we'll call you Dr. Inessa.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the way I do it is first, if I'm working one-on-one, I will find out what the person feels that their issue is and allow them to go into a deep state. I'm speaking with their subconscious and helping them release old programming, old associations that are not working for them anymore, removing the negative self-talk that's constantly with us from morning till night, and give them tools that they can use right away to better themselves.
Okay, so and let's start there. No, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I really want to break it down into details. And the fact is that no matter how spiritual and beautiful we think we are, there's the idea of this mind we have that is talking to us about what we're not. And we have to sort of stop the inner voice from sabotaging the realities that we're really living in. You know, we're living in our own inner world, and the self-talk needs to be upgraded. I understand that. So how do we do that? How do we stop the self-talk and change its frequency?
Many people forget that they have total control about what they're thinking about and what's happening in their life. So many people would come to me and say, well, I can't help it. I mean, this person is doing this to me. This person is, you know, I have my bosses. I mean, my husband, my wife, whatever it is, my mom, my mother-in-law. And they're not realizing they're the ones that creating it. They're the ones attracting it. So my first suggestion to them is, sit quietly for a moment, start breathing in love, and just exhale all this negativity. Just let it go. Throw it away. Don't follow the negative self-talk. Don't go with it at all. I practice meditation. Meditation is a good thing to do. I would strongly advise that. If people don't have time for that, I even created some MP3s they can use just to give them this peace and quiet. Just few minutes of sitting down, because when you sit down and you quiet your mind, you start realizing what's real and what's not when you slow down. And then you can give yourself a positive suggestion. So you can do some mantras, some positive affirmations. What I like to do when I work with people is help them reprogram their mind. We sometimes start with releasing the negative cords that attach us with people that possibly abused us, or our caregivers that unwillingly did some things to us that we don't perceive were beneficial or do not serve us any longer. So freeing ourselves from the negativity and releasing the true being, the true essence, the magnificence of who we are.
So we have to, most people aren't even in touch with the abuse. They ride over it with a lot of, I think, spiritual ideas, like they try a positive thinking. But, you know, you have to go into the darkness, into the shadow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can, exactly, yeah, absolutely. You cannot just keep on saying positive affirmation.
Right. So how do we even
think that you are fine? You have to go to the darkness.
How do we know if we're not in touch with that level of awareness, how do we know, where do we start? We know something might, okay, we're not in joy. For some reason, we tell ourselves we're in joy, but something keeps rubbing us against us or inside, and we're saying, okay, we're not in joy. How do we start the inner journey towards that place to pull the shadow out into the light?
Okay, well, I mean, I can guide all of you if you like.
Yes.
What what I would like to do is show you an example of how I help you clear and break the ties that do not serve you, that are binding you into something that's not working for you anymore. So I will guide you to releasing the chains between you and your caregivers, for example, or other people that were in your life. Okay?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, very good. So I would like you to find a place where you can sit down. If you are not sitting down, if you're driving your car, maybe you want to listen to it later, and take a deep breath. Deep breath. Deep breath and exhale, release and relax. Just listen to my voice and allow everything else to just melt away. Again, take a deep breath, deep, deep breath, and release. Good, very good. And now, with your eyes closed, I would like you to see, feel, experience, or just pretend that your father is in front of you. What is it that you always wanted to tell him, but maybe were afraid to, were uncomfortable, or just didn't? Anything that you want to say, just go ahead.
I got that. Thank you.
Good. Very good. And now, please forgive him. Take a deep breath. Exhale and say, I forgive you. Because whatever he did, most likely he did it out of love, or he thought he was doing it out of love, or whatever other reasons that he had, they don't belong to you. They're his. So now I would like you to see the chains between you and him breaking. Now you still will have the love. You will not have the chains. And allow him to float away, freeing yourself to be you, the real you. We're going to spend a minute to do the same thing with the mother. So again, see, feel, experience, or just pretend that your mother is in front of you. Take a deep breath and go ahead and tell her what it is that you always wanted to tell her. And if it's just, I love you, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. But there could be something else. What is it? Go ahead and do it now.
Okay, I forgive my mother.
Good, very good. And again, the same thing, see the chains breaking and allow her to float away. Still, you will have the love between you. You won't have the chains. And now, I would like you to see, feel, experience, or just pretend that somebody else is in front of you, somebody that abused you in any way, shape, or form, maybe physically, mentally, any way that you can remember. You don't need to think of the abuse. Just know that this person is there, or maybe group of people. Again, take a deep breath, and this is really important. Please forgive them for your own sake, for your own sake, for your own freedom. So take a deep breath. You want to say something to this person or to this group of people, go ahead now. Forgive them. Break the chains and set them free. And most importantly, set yourself free. This is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is about that, because people don't realize if we hold something against another person, it's really not affecting them as much as it's affecting us, you know.
So true, Alan, so true.
I love the sound of your voice. You make it very hypnotic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I use my voice.
You use it as an instrument to allow people to tap into those realms.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, well, I noticed that you've actually changed the voice when you want people to connect with their source. It's like becomes softer and more hypnotic in a sense.
Yes, and I'm also using it. I'm sending energy. I'm putting protecting grids around them. I'm doing other things with my energy when I'm working with people.
Oh, really? You're setting grids around them?
Yes.
In what way? What do those grids look like?
Well, what I'm doing is I am connecting with my guides and helping people to protect themselves. So I'm asking my guides to help these people that I'm working with to better themselves as quickly as possible.
Right.
Find clarity and focus. So I'm not actually visualizing the grid. I'm not planning for it too much. I'm just releasing it to the divine. I'm asking for guidance, asking for protection, asking for clear visions.
Oh,
and
right.
I'm asking for them to release it.
So that's one level. Okay, one level is as we kind of develop this theme and also building on what the previous guest said, we get in touch with our negative voices, the voices, the things that are stopping us from feeling our magnificence. We get in touch with the traumas and what's in the way of us really feeling our divine essence. That's the first level, is to clear the junk out of the way. But how do we start to tune into who we are as amazing beings, as divine
yes.
beings? How do we get to that level?
Yes, I will be happy to guide you again. Are you ready?
Wait, let me relax. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Wait, is there anything in between the those two levels?
Well, it really depends. It depends on what people need.
Well, like what could they need? Like what have you run into?
Well, sometimes it's hard for people to even feel that they deserve love, that they deserve positivity, they deserve happiness.
Yeah.
So
what if they don't?
Them.
What if? Okay. Let's go into that a little bit. If people don't feel they really deserve the beauty and understanding that they really are, what can we do?
I ask them what are their spiritual beliefs, because when people connect with their spiritual deity, it's easier for them to start accepting the gifts. Mm. So, for example, in the Christian religion, I would ask them to connect with Jesus and feel his love. If it's in other religions, again, I will ask him, well, think of you are a higher being. Think of you are whoever it is that you're praying to, and feel their love, and know that they always wish the best for you. And of course, I give them positive affirmations. I give them MP3s that they can listen to before sleep with all positive suggestions.
Yeah.
Especially.
What if we want to go beyond these I mean, I know maybe that's another level, but you know, all those beings, Jesus, Buddha, they're equal to us, you know. We have to find, I mean, this is my belief, find the love that's equal to that inside of us somehow. But
well,
maybe
that's what I was going to guide you in the next level.
Oh, well, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
That's exactly it. Yes.
I mean, I have nothing against those
Yes,
religions,
I am.
but I think it's time for the ending of the old dogmas and the old ways. And it's like,
yes.
Okay. We're okay.
Exactly. I'll be the first one to tell you that my religion is love. I love people exactly as they are, and I accept them as they are. So,
well, you
yes,
know, the
I
Dalai
know.
Lama said his religion is kindness.
Yes.
So, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the next level.
Okay. Very good. Again, find a comfortable place to sit, maybe even lie down, and take a deep breath. Deep, deep, deep breath. Inhale, hold.
Okay, let's start the process again because maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe the universe was saying, get ready, and this is something that I really have to pay attention to. So you know what? I'm actually going to do that. I'm actually going to get ready, prepare myself, and because this is a step I think I need to. I mean, yes, we're all amazing, and everyone tells us that, and how do you really, really feel it, I think, is what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think I'm ready now.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Okay. So, again, find a comfortable place to sit, perhaps even to lie down.
I'm laying down. I'm actually
comfortable. Okay, that sounds wonderful. Take a deep breath, really deep breath. Inhale more and more and more. Fill yourself with as much oxygen as you possibly can. And then exhale all the way down to your toes. Good. Inhale again, deep breath, deep, deep, deep breath. And exhale all the way down. Now I would like you to come to the top of your head, and you may feel, experience, imagine energy there, energy field, or maybe white light. I would like you to move it up 300 feet in the air. And then when you're ready, slowly bring it down, down, down. Imagine this white light, beautiful white light, cleansing through all your bodies, all your existences, all your incarnations, all your manifestations, coming back into your crown chakra, clearing the crown chakra. I'm speeding up here for the sake of this call. I'm taking much longer when I'm working with people because I really wanted to experience all of it today.
Okay,
coming
but
down
I'm getting
it. Third eye area of our being. Yes. Oh, I know, Alan. You're so spiritual. You're already there. I know.
I'm not that spiritual. I need every minute of it.
Well, we're definitely working on it. So coming down to your throat chakra, clearing the area of your communication to be able to express yourself better, clearing everything I needed to clear. And usually when I'm working with people, I even mention everything that they have to clear because I feel them. Coming down to the heart area, staying here for just a few seconds longer, the place of our love for ourselves and our brothers and sisters and all the living things, coming down to our center, solar plexus, I am, our Thank you.
times.
Here for a little longer. This is the area where many people need help with. Many people. So stay here for a little longer. Allow this beautiful energy to penetrate, to circulate, to balance, and then going down to the root chakra, allowing yourself to feel belonging. Good. It's when you feel restless, when you feel uprooted, this is the area. So allow the white light to penetrate and go all the way down to your toes. And then coming up very slowly to your heart area. Good. And now I would like to ask you, I would like you to visualize. Imagine or just pretend that you are standing in front of a full-size mirror and you are in your birthday suit. Yes, in your birthday suit. And I would like you to look at yourself in the mirror. And when you're ready, take a deep breath. And as you exhale, look into your eyes. And from the depth of your heart, say, I love you. And for some of you, it will be hard, I know. So just to start, pretend. Just go with it. Trust me, it will get better. So again, just say, I love you. I love you. And continue sending this beautiful love energy from your heart to the image in the mirror. And slowly you will start feeling it, maybe already now, maybe in a few moments, you will start feeling the energy coming your way. Start feeling it. So I would like you to start feeling this amazing love energy coming from above, from the universe. This unlimited, unconditional, beautiful, amazing love energy coming from above, entering you from above, coming to your heart area, circulating, being sent to the image, coming back to you, and then enveloping you in this amazing, magnificent energy. Feel it, experience it, give into this. Just surrender to it, surrender to it. It's okay, you can allow yourself to bathe in it. Just surrender. Soon you will start noticing this incredible energy filling your body, filling all of your bodies, and then expanding in all directions, above you, below you, to the sides of you. Front of you, back of you, all directions, and creating almost like an egg-shaped energy that's increasing, and you are in the middle of it. So continue breathing deeply and just enjoy it. This is the most amazing place to be in. And you deserve it. And you are actually doing it to yourself. Nobody else. You are doing it all to yourself. So keep on feeling this amazing, incredible, beautiful, unconditional love energy that's circulating through you to the image, coming back. And growing in all directions. Feel this egg energy that's filling the room that you are in. Now, how do you feel?
I feel good.
And you can verbalize it. You can verbalize out loud or quiet. How do you feel?
I feel actually much lighter.
Yes, but there is more. More is coming. Okay. So again, allow yourself to enjoy it, settle into it, and notice this amazing, incredible, and absolutely the most magnificent thing that can possibly happen to us, all around you now, all around you. And it's growing, growing even more, even more. It's now filling the apartment or the building that you're in, the house that you're in.
It's filling the nest I'm laying in right here.
Filling it and spreading even more, more and more and more and more. And you're in the center of it.
Yeah.
You're in the center of it. Now how does it feel?
I like it. It's expanding out from the center. Yes, I feel the expansion of those waves.
Yes, and wait, there is more. There is more. So stay with it for a while longer. And now it's expanding even more. It's spreading to the street. And it's spreading and spreading in all directions. It's filling the town, the city, the village you are in. Spreading even more and more and more. Even more, it's spreading throughout the state that you are in, into other adjoining states, and spreading even more. And you're in the center of it. You are right here in the center of it. How amazing, how incredible, how powerful do you feel? Notice it, feel it, enjoy it, enjoy it. And it's spreading even more, more and more and more. It's filling and enveloping the country you're in. And it's spreading to the seas, to the oceans, and spreading even more. And you're in the center of it. And you may feel like floating or doing somersaults. Imagine anything you can feel like. Because you are here. You are weightless in this incredible, amazing energy that you are creating, you are generating all around you. Now, how do you feel?
I like it. I feel expansive. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, and it's more. There is much more than that. So, allowed to continue. Keep on sending love to the image. And you can start saying, I love myself. Now, by now, this energy, this incredible love energy already enveloped all the people, all the animals in your life, all the people that you know, all the people that you had any dealings with and will have dealings with. So you can send love right now. Yes. All the animals, all the creatures, the birds, the fish, all the mammals, all the bugs, any crawling, living, breathing organism, flying organism, you can send them love, this abundance of love, because there is unlimited flow of this incredible love energy that's always coming to us, always being downloaded to us from the universe. And now you are starting to really connect with it consciously. And I'll teach you later on how to keep it with you. So now again,
how to keep what? Later on you teach how what?
With you.
Video? You
how to keep it. Mm-hmm. How to keep it with you.
Oh, with me, how to keep it with me, yes. Well, I think you sort of do walk around like that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, tell me a little bit about you. How did you, I mean, I know you had to work, do we have some more exercise to do today?
We're not done.
Sorry. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay.
But I want to teach you. I want to give you the gift.
Okay.
Of having it with you always. So again, allow it to expand some more. Allow it to expand even more, even more. And now it's spreading to the universe. to the universe. It enveloped our planet Earth and it's spreading, filling our universe and spreading to other universes. Now, how do you feel? See, I don't know about you, my whole body is vibrating. How do you feel?
I feel very relaxed and very good, and it's like a light sensation up the front of my body and a lightness in my mind that mm-hmm. feels peaceful, and mm-hmm. I can't even think, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, don't you want to keep it?
Well, I like thinking. I think I do.
Okay.
But no, maybe I don't need to.
No, it doesn't hurt to get another technique.
Yes. I like this feeling. You know, I really, really do. And yes, it's a peace.
Good. So now you can even ask yourself, yes, I want to keep it. I want to consciously have it. And I want you to again come back to your heart, again come back to this center of your love, center of your energy, of your love energy. And I want you to feel that you have this goblet, gorgeous, amazing, beautiful goblet, and you can decorate it any way you like. You can put crystals on the outsides of it, precious gems, whatever you like. Visualize it, create it, feel it. Imagine this goblet in your chest, in your heart area. And now I would like to feel it filled, because now it is filled. So I want you to experience the fullness of it. And now keep on feeling it being constantly filled from the universe. So I would like you to visualize and experience and imagine that this energy is flowing from above, almost like a liquid energy, I guess, if you will, the easier way to describe it, into the goblet. And now the excess is pouring out. The excess is pouring out. And it's filled. Now, listen to me carefully. What I would like you to do is give other people the excess, never what's inside. So I want you to consciously feel it, consciously know it, that that's what you are doing. And after a while, it will be a subconscious process. So make a contract with yourself right now that you are keeping the goblet constantly filled. You're not tapping into it. It's yours. It's your life force. It's your chi. It's your life. It's your being. It's you. It's your energy. And the excess that's constantly pouring, you're giving gladly, willingly, giving to others. Now sit with it for a little bit longer, because it's a really powerful process. I also teach my students how to shrink their aura when they're going to places where there'll be lots of people, especially New York City. It's something that I believe is really important to do.
What if we expand our aura in New York City? Why do we have to? No, I'm serious. Why would we shrink it? No, because the more we expand our aura, the more we send our radiating love out.
You can definitely send love. And like I said, the excess you can send out. But if your aura is too far around you, you know, ever happened to you, people tell you, oh, when I go to the public places or malls, I get headaches. I get tension headaches. I get tension.
Well, actually, I did
body,
feel that way. I felt that way at the expo we were just at. I have to tell
yes.
you. I think there was too many people like intercepting my aura. So.
Well, that's exactly it. Now, I'm not saying to you to not send love. Oh, my. I want you to send love all the time.
So if I shrunk my aura at the expo, I'd be able to hang out there longer? You should give a workshop at that about that at the expo.
Affirmative.
Mm. No, I think you might be right about that. I think we should do the Shrunken Aura workshop at the expo. I think okay. Mark Becker would like that.
Do you like anything that you
No, people hang out longer. But no, I think you're right, actually. I do think you're right about shrinking in certain places. But of course, if you're conscious and not reacting, you can expand your aura and send it out intentionally in a bigger way.
What I teach my students is when you are going to places where you know will be lots of people that you don't know, when you really you are hurried, or for example, you'll be presenting, you will be lecturing, and you really want to keep your power, then go ahead and do this process. But there are warnings, because if you are shrinking it, that all the stuff that's in your aura will be intensified for you. So if you had any negative feelings, negative thoughts, they will cause you headaches and pains.
Do you just shrink your aura by pulling it into you? Is it that easy? I mean, of course, it's just intention, right? I mean, you could.
Well, it's I do it by hand. I envelop.
Oh, I was just wondering if you had a machine that did that. No, kidding you.
That would be nice, huh?
We could package that, yeah, and sell that at the expos. But no, how do you?
You want a machine, or you carry this little machine in your pocket, and then
it
opens up.
Great gimmick to shrink your aura before you enter this hotel.
It's like those little baggies that are fitting into a tie bag, so you can little bag.
I could fit my aura into a little tie bag. Yes.
Yes, I like it.
That was funny. But anyway, no, actually, I do have to say I was a bit exhausted, because maybe I should have seriously shrunk my aura a little bit in order to not be so, I don't know, drained, perhaps.
Well, yes, you will be drained in places like these, most definitely. But I wasn't. I was full of energy. I barely slept.
Did you put your aura in like a little capsule or something? What did you do with your aura?
Well, you know, Alan, I've been doing it for so many years that I don't do it consciously any longer. It's just done for me.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, really, how did you get energized at that expo?
I do whatever I was just guiding you to experience. I send this love to people. I feel my internal love. My goblet is always full, and I keep on sending love to people all the time. It's not 6 feet around me. It's 60 feet, 600 feet around me. There is no limit to how much. Well, you know that how much love you can extend, and that's what I do. I keep on.
Yeah, keep on sending it. Reason? You keep on.
Yes. I feel wonderful.
But what's the ultimate goal of your work, of your teaching, of your own process of being?
Ultimate goal. I help people get to the next level.
What? Well, that's not an ultimate goal. That's just the next level. What's the ultimate goal of your process?
Ultimate goal is what we started this call with, to help people realize how magnificent they are.
And what's your ultimate goal in your life's, where do you want to be? Where are you going?
Well, it depends what levels in my life.
The highest level, I want to
talking
know.
About that.
I
want
to know.
Envision. Oh, highest level.
The
okay.
ultimate level.
Right.
Yeah, let's go to the top. Let's stop dwelling in the middle realms. Okay, yes, tell me the highest.
The ultimate level. The ultimate. You don't mean actually moving to New York, that kind of level.
I mean spiritual conscious evolution with your energetic body. But it could look like moving to New York. That might be a new level. But
I understand.
I'm just curious what drives you, because it's the ultimate level that drives us.
I'll tell you. Years ago, I had a near-death experience, and I went to the most amazing place. And I really did not want to come back to my body. It was truly painful to come back to my body. And I want, again, come back to this amazing place that I was there before. That's what I really want. But I was told I have to help lots of people before I get there. So that's my ultimate, is to help as many people as I can so I can get there as quickly as I possibly can. How about that?
Well, that's one thing, but what's the hurry? I mean, that place exists, but can't we get to that place? I mean, I think that's sort of my ultimate. Get to that place of that total bliss here on Earth in our bodies.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing. That's exactly. That's why I have this love energy. That's why I'm telling you. I have it here. I truly believe that I created for myself, for my ultimate experience. And I believe that my body doesn't age. I think I look better than when I was 18, because I use this on myself all the time. Especially when I'm working with my students, it just happens. It's not conscious. It's something that's constantly being created.
Well, I want to tell people for listening that my ultimate level is to bring the expanded God awareness, that ultimate divine place that's beyond the personality and mind, into the presence of the body, into the divine incarnation, and live that and emanate that and be it and be the all-wise knowing intelligence that we really are. I think that's what ultimately we're all here for.
People that are aware, yes.
Well, even if they're not aware, that's their goal, I would think. Eventually, they'll become aware. I mean, but that's your work, is to get people aware. You know, that's what we're all doing, is waking each other up.
And as quickly as possible.
Why so quickly? Why is it so? Why do we have to? I mean,
no, I'm saying is I like to help. I like to help people and send them on their way as quickly as possible.
But why? For the quickness. I mean, what's the rush?
Well, years ago, and I was working, I was a hypnotherapist full time. I had seven students a day. And people wanted to feel good about themselves, but they didn't want to be with a therapist for the rest of their life. So I developed techniques to empower them, to teach them how to do it themselves, so they won't need me anymore. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well, what kind of techniques were those, do you mean?
Well, I showed you a few of them today.
Okay, yeah.
And there are many more. I collected many tools in my toolbox to quickly help people and empower them and send them on their way and not have them attached to me or keep on coming back to me for more help. They are empowered. They don't need me anymore.
But some people need, I think, a therapist if they are not self-motivated. They don't know what they're feeling. They need to process information as it reflects or experiences as reflected through another person. So not everyone can be on that. I mean, it'd be great if everyone could, but I think there's still a need for reflection somehow. Don't you think so?
Well, if people want to come back to me for refreshers, they always can. Yet I'll give you an example. I just recently got in touch with a few students of mine from 20 years ago, just to see how their life changed since taking my hypnotherapy program. And actually, some of their feedbacks on my website, and they said that their life absolutely changed. They're a complete turnaround. One of them was a hairdresser, and he really didn't have any high aspirations. He just wanted to be able to have enough money to. A public speaker, he's a motivational speaker, he wrote books, and he teaches people how to empower themselves. Yes?
But no, I'm just saying, what if people have some emotional problems that they need some connection to, that they don't... I mean, there's people on all levels here on this dimensional plane, and some people need extra help, I think. It feels like, right?
Well, yes, people need different help at different times in their life. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are some people that after 5 or 10 years come back to me and say, hey, Dr. Inessa, can we do a session or two or several? And yes, gladly, absolutely, their mind is already conditioned to work with me. For example, a woman called me after working with me many years ago, and she had cervical cancer. And she asked if I can help her. I couldn't promise it, but I said, well, let's see. Let's have a session. After one session of Reikinosis, it disappeared. See, it's not me. I'm just channel. So she came back for one session. So yes, people can... But I mean, people do look me up again. I had a gentleman that looked me up on Facebook just the other day and said, wow, I can't believe I found you. I've been listening to your tapes. Now, mind you, not CDs or MP3 tapes for 20 years now. And he's still listening to the tapes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you call yourself?
That, only because of my tape.
You call yourself a healer or a hypnotherapist or what?
Well, I think maybe the simplest is your humble guide. How about that?
That's beautiful. That's really sweet of you. Yeah, yeah. So you work with people where they're at, basically.
Absolutely, yes. And I help them, raise their vibration and come out of the misery, of the devastation, of the abuse. Because I know I was there.
You were there. You were in an abusive,
awful... I was abused mentally. Oh, yes. Oh, I was definitely there.
And how did you get yourself out of it?
At some point, I was at the lowest level. I ran away from an abusive relationship of 15 years with the only thing that was dear to my heart, my toddler daughter.
You ran away with your
daughter. And I had to start from scratch again. That's all. I just grabbed her and ran away. And I had to actually get police protection because he threatened to kill me.
Uh-huh.
And I learned about mind-body connection. And I took many hypnotherapy courses. And what was amazing about these courses, that I love them so much, was that the more I learned them, the more I could feel that I was doing it before to people. I knew I was. I just didn't have the name for it. And then when I did past life regressions and parallel life experiences, I was a healer in other lives as well.
Right.
So now when I see people, I connect with them at a deep level, the deepest level possible. I connect at an ultra deep level with them. And when I connect at that level, it's easier to bring them up.
I see.
Much easier to bring them up.
Because you were very deep yourself in that place, and you pulled yourself up.
Yes, and I know how it is.
Mm.
And actually, only recently I could talk about it. I was crying just writing about it on my website.
You were?
Oh. But now I'm okay. It's already passed.
No, I think feeling is the key to this dimension. I think it's okay to cry.
Oh, yes, yes. But I released that. There are so many layers to it, so many layers. And you heal, and then there's another layer, another layer, another layer. It could be some more in the future. Yet now I feel truly in peace with the.
So how can people find you? How can they tune into you? Connect with.
Oh, wow. Well, they can just think of the oldest. They can just think of the one word that they really want to accomplish and whatever they felt in this call tonight, which is calmness. Mm-hmm. And that's my website, calmness.com.
How do you spell it?
calmness.
.com. Calmness.com.
Like peace, tranquility, calmness.
Calmness.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great website. I wish I thought of that.
Well, I was one of the first ones. Long time ago, Alan.
Calmness.com.
Yeah,
I guess you knew where you wanted to go.
Well, I was already doing.
Well, Aness, any words of wisdom you want to leave us with? Hello? Inessa. Anything you'd like to close?
I was already guiding people.
But anything you'd like to leave us with?
Yes. 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 I do want to say it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I would like to say that. Well, if people want to go to my site, and they can definitely get information about trainings and about MP3s that I have, and I will be coming to New York City for more workshops. But I do want to leave you all with another gift of manifestation.
Oh, that's always good.
Yes, yes. And my suggestion to you is, every night before sleep, and it really will not take any time at all, believe me, because people say, well, I really don't have time, I'm rushed, I'm hurried, I have so many things to do, I have this and that, and I have kids and a husband and parent and so forth. Well, it doesn't take any time. When you're already in bed, when you are there ready to fall asleep, just take a few deep breaths. And again, remember what we did today. Remember. And feel this feeling of love, of this amazing feeling of love.
Thank you.
You fall asleep with it.
Thank you. And wake up with it.
Well, you will wake up with it. That's the magnificent part of this gift. You will, and then it will spread into your life. And spread to other people that you come in contact with.
All right. How about? Thank you, Dr. Aness. Hi. And calmness.com.
Calmness.com, and my name is spelled
I-N-E-S-S-A.
E-S-S-A.
You're originally Russian, right? You're a Russian?
Yeah, yes.
But now you're here. Wait, and you're based?
Yes, this is my third.
Third.
I have a wellness center. And a retreat in North Carolina and in Georgia.
Oh, right.
But
yes.
I travel to Israel and I teach there. I have contact in Russia to teach there. And in California and Florida. And now I'm starting to teach in New York City. So hopefully I'll have more of a base in New York City, and I can actually have one of my centers here.
Okay, we'll talk about collaborating or something, or you know, maybe doing a roundtable discussion. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, my pleasure. Truly, my pleasure. I hope that you liked it.
I did like it. I feel really good now. I want to thank both my guests, Dr. Elizabeth, Dr. Anessa. Funny to have a theme like that tonight, but it's good. So next week, let's see, who will I have next week? I'll just have people sign my email list. If you're interested in knowing the upcoming programs, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net or check my website, newrealities.com. Thank you, Anessa. When are you leaving New York? Soon?
Tomorrow, but I'm coming back next week. How about that?
How about that? Okay. Be in touch. And I'm, of course, doing this big event in Sedona. You're invited to that, and so is everybody else listening. April 12th and 13th, you can go to my website, look up the conference on the consciousness of immortality, Anita Morjani, and Edmund Alexander, J.J. Hertog, William Henry. It's going to be a great conference, so please, I invite everyone to come. Thanks for listening.
Can I say something? I just remembered. Can I say something?
Sure.
May I?
Of course, yes, please.
Thank you. I just realized I do want to share something. When they go to my site, calmness.com, on the very top, there is a header. And when they click on it, they can sign up for my wisdom e-zine that I'm giving lots of gifts to people that sign up. And the first gift is a full-length MP3 Introduction to Deep Calmness. It's my bestseller and been my bestseller for many, many years. It's 40 minutes of just getting you down to this amazing peace and calmness. So that's the first gift. And I'm giving many, many gifts to people that are on my list.
And you really live there.
Thank you.
You really? I mean, I'm asking you. I mean, yes. Yeah. I guess you really do.
I do.
You seem to have a pretty good, upbeat personality and temperament and beingness. So, yes. Thanks for being a guest.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Thank you.
Honor.
All right. Be in touch. Let me know when you're coming back to New York.
Okay. Blessing. Okay.
Blessings on you, and blessings to everyone listening. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com, and email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening.